This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna.
And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals.
Who all share one brain cell.
Oh my God.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes. Food on. Yeah, you fell off your face. Are we recording?
Food fell into my shirt.
In between her boobies.
This episode is brought to you by wasabi flavored peas. Those are very yummy. Very good.
I love them.
Did you bring those?
Tons of wasabi.
Where'd you get those?
I got them at Vons.
I like that brand specifically. Those are crunchy.
Does it have sugar in it?
Good. Yeah, they definitely have sugar in it.
Let me see. I don't think they have a lot of sugar.
But I'm just
not a lot, but they definitely have some.
2 grams of added sugar.
And you're fine with that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Katie's changed
usually
her ways.
If it's like, no, I was even doing that when I was doing the Candida diet.
You got more?
Should this be the Candida diet episode?
I don't want to. You don't want me to roast you.
You can definitely roast me. I feel like we can. Yeah.
No, but then we're going to be talking about
eating disorders?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, you're right.
I mean, listen, everyone on Earth, if you're lucky if you made it into adulthood without getting some kind of disordered eating or eating disorder. So yeah,
it's funny that you're allowed to eat this on the Candida diet also, that it has palm oil, sunflower oil.
Sunflower oil is very not good.
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying so. I was convinced that I had a
food dye number blue number one and number five.
Stop reading the ingredients. Stop it. Doesn't matter, it's peas.
Well, no,
it tastes good as hell. I'm not
it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah,
I eat whatever I want.
And I do kind of, but not really.
Well, tomorrow at Aperitivo, you're gonna be subjected.
Yeah, what
to
are we
eating
gonna be? Some... What are we gonna be subjected to eating?
Listen,
oh yeah,
I am.
There's
so Muna is heading into a weekend snacks. Of social festivities.
Dude, you guys know that Chris's party is a
Halloween
costume party.
It's a costume party. I might just get some like a vampire teeth.
Fuck.
Okay.
Or just don't dress up.
Well,
also,
now I'm panicking because I know how good your costume is going to be.
I'm not bringing that costume there.
No, I know, but I'm like, should I just use that costume for Chris's party and just try and do something better?
Dude, just we had planned just, tonight
just,
too. Jesus
just
Christ.
Look like a normal person. It doesn't matter.
Johnny, I'm only going to go to that for half an hour.
I'm only going to tonight. That for, oh, tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. On Saturday, though, I might also, Johnny is turning 28. And I'm going to go to a bar Stella with him.
Hell
after.
Yeah. Cute.
So if you guys want to come.
That's freaking dope.
He wants to buy Brandon a beer.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
This is Joe's
this can be,
childhood best friend.
Johnny Ross.
Yeah.
And his little brother, Johnny.
Yeah.
So.
Everyone can come.
Everyone's invited.
This already passed.
Yeah, we are a week out from, meaning a week ago we played
That's
the two
crazy.
Shows at the Greek. It's Thursday, so we played.
Two shows, folks,
has
not
it
just
only
one.
Been, has it only been a week?
It's been a week. You yeah. feel like it's been more than that?
I don't know, man.
I'm alarmed by the
I'm
amount
in a, I'm
of
in a
work
vortex.
I have had to do in the intervening time, or the amount of work we've had to do and the amount of emails we've gotten about work stuff.
Well, because I
really
think it
was convinced I was retiring.
We were saying goodbye.
I was convinced I was I'm not going to be contacted this next week. This next week is about relaxation.
We are not allowed to not be contacted until the holidays.
December.
Seems.
I know. It's really
until
true.
Or at least, honestly,
break.
Until after we go to South America.
Can I tell you guys something fun that
I
did
sabbatical.
That I think the three of us should do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say the location because I want to take us there. And
should this episode be called Retirement?
Retirement. Yeah. Announcing our retirement.
Announcing our retirement.
That's so funny.
I need to retire.
We're not retiring.
I would
music,
like that to
But I want to
I would
retire
like it
for
to
the
get
rest
like,
of 2023.
By like fucking Pitchfork being like,
Pitchfork doesn't
retiring.
Give a fuck about us. Yeah. 7.8 my balls.
No, but we just get we the just only time talk they ever about give Phoebe enough thing. In the episode
that they posted.
That they posted.
Love savage. You, girl. we do love we love Phoebe and
that's not a Phoebe knock. That's saying
that's a Pitchfork.
No, that's saying
I'm
Pitchfork.
Saying that's, I'm saying it's just a savage reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not savage Phoebe.
A savage reality is a
Pitchfork
good
right about
it's
Muna
our savage reality.
Muna,
they don't love gays.
Yeah. Anyway,
Muna loves gays. Pitchfork doesn't. Anyways,
yeah. I went to you just have to drive a little
Banya.
A little far west, not Banya, but God, I can't find Banya in Los Angeles. Trust me, I've tried.
I want it. You and your little Banya hat,
dude. You guys
fucking love
Katie.
Hat
on I'm so sad that you didn't
I know.
Get to do that,
dude.
Smack me with
leaves. Peronyi. Russian people, do you know what peronyi is? Can you consult on if I'm saying that right? Do you know what that is?
I guess
the leaf
the whipping,
stuff.
We went to a spa in London that did it, and
they
it
said
was
it was
doesn't
changing.
Do it.
We've like my family's not like a Banya family. But,
okay.
But I do like I like going. Although I go to the Korean spa.
Yeah. Okay, so in LA
Banya
they don't really
is unbelievable.
They don't
so
really
Anya
have,
no Banya.
That's
Anya.
Right.
Okay. Anya no Banya.
In LA they don't really have. They don't. It's mostly Korean spas, so you can't really find the style of Russian spa that we went to in London that rocked all of our socks off so hard. Yeah. But
there's one in New York as well.
Yeah, New York. Mm. It's New York and London. It's, yeah, you really can't find it.
My
in LA,
family
like,
hates
open
other
one.
Russian people, so they like
hell
work
yeah.
with us to go.
That's yeah. fucking oh. sick. Yeah, I went to a so for a good price. It's a little bit kind of it's a little gentrified, so whatever. But you can get your own sauna, cold plunge, like little small room.
Oh, where? Wow.
And it's private. Where? A little farther west. Not really far west, but like...
Is that what we should do?
Yes. I think we should do it.
That's fun.
If you can take three people, I know you can take two. It's literally a small room. It's like...
Far,
it's honestly no bigger...
Sex. Is it far sex?
No. It's no bigger than
is
this
it
room.
Well, if you end up having sex?
Yeah, what happens?
You can't lock the door because it's time limited,
no.
But it's like a little sauna... A cold plunge and a shower, and you're supposed to. There's like
to
a timer, and you're supposed to cycle. Yeah,
oh,
it's fun
cool.
though.
Whoa,
that is fun.
It was awesome. I did 20 seconds in the cold plunge, which was a long
That's
time
pretty good.
For
That's
me.
A long time.
I'm
We're
getting
talking
back
20
on,
Mississippis.
I'm because I had my panic day.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get back on the Wim Hof, like ending my shower with
it's
cold.
Cool, dude.
It does. It helps a lot.
With
the cold plunge
anxiety?
Is awesome. It's unbelievable.
It helps with anxiety because it simulates like it sends your body into like the same state of panic as
I just feel like it never actually gets cold enough for me to actually like.
But if
really?
You've been, if
your
you've been
shower?
Taking a hot shower, if you've been taking a hot one and you turn it all the way cold,
and you whip it.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's the same hard. As like a cold plunge.
It's not
it's
the
not
same
the
shock,
same.
But it's good. It's similar yeah. effects. It's good for you.
Yeah,
I do it.
You could also have Ivan build a little bath in your backyard. He's. Been
I already
to
have.
Too,
I'm spending
backyard.
Too much money. Already.
It's called the mosquito breeding zone. If you have a. cold
so
plunge
why
in
do you feel like it's been more than a week? You've just been living a lot of life.
No, I don't know, man. This time's a bitch is my new phrase.
Have
it's
you
just,
done
like,
anything to decompress?
I couldn't tell you what I've done. What have I done?
What have I done?
I don't know. If anything, I've just been like surviving. I'm just really tired still.
You're just
I'm
like, but you're really going tired. To the gym. You're cooking. Oh, your version of surviving is not other people's version of surviving.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm going to the gym and cooking food,
watching TV.
Yeah, watching lots of TV.
What are you watching?
Top Chef, and then Kelly and I have been watching Sex Education.
Oh yeah, I'm watching the new season.
Are you
yeah.
guys? Have you heard the new? It probably won't be new by the time this episode comes out. The David Beckham.
Oh, I've heard
on
it's
Netflix?
Good.
I've heard it's fucking awesome. Are you watching it? Hell
it's
yeah.
Great.
Okay, great. I've heard.
Yeah,
I've
heard.
What is
it?
I've heard there's
just
like
a
clip.
Doc. It's a docuseries.
It's a doc, but
that's
it's
right
it's a lot
alley.
About
him and Victoria
it's a lot about
too.
Yeah the spot. It's kind of also about the Spice Girls because
oh, wow.
you know they met at the peak of their like fame.
Wow.
And also he did this like. He got red carded during the World Cup. It was like a really important game.
Whoa.
And so all of England was
mad at him.
Very mad at him for a long time. And he kind of took refuge with like the Spice Girls on tour.
Whoa.
So there's like, that's from what I've heard. There's like crazy footage of him mm-hmm. on tour with the Spice Girls, which is so cool. And
I mean, it's definitely like produced by David Beckham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
I'm
like,
as
it's
is.
Great. The stuff you get to see, you're
yeah,
like,
I've heard
oh
it's
my
awesome.
God.
Yeah. Let's I go. Mean, or what is Arnold's one?
I liked the Arnold documentary.
The Arnold
front.
One was unbelievable,
it's
actually.
Awesome. Yeah,
like, he's a pretty powerful
too.
Man.
It's cool, dude.
His book is number one.
I've been reading fantasy books. I've been reading. So Frankie, our tour manager, is really into fantasy. Oh, I think like a little bit like sexy fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, she is. I don't know if it's even intentional that she, it's sexy.
I think
fantasy.
A lot of fantasy just is sexy.
Sexy,
fantasy.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah,
but these books are Ursula K. Le Guin's like children's books, essentially. Uh-huh. I just like love reading kids' books. I
told
I guess.
You, Louie's watching Moose like right now.
Oh my god, that's so
Wait,
cute.
Wait, let me show you a photo.
Moose is our tour manager, Frankie's
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, and Frankie does so much for everybody. So
that's so nice.
They're both afraid of each other, apparently.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
My brother has a scary cat who's a, what kind of is she?
She's like a Bengal.
Yeah, she's a Bengal. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm reading Where's It of Earth Sea? I'm actually on the third book now. The
Damn,
books take
girl.
Like 2 days to read.
Well, sure.
I'm taking refuge in another world.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's nice.
It's reading all about the sorcerers.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
What have I done? I don't remember.
You've been planning your Halloween costume.
Oh, that's been taking me it's actually been taking me 24 hours a day.
It seems like
I've been playing that. I've been playing with that, the new, the
guitar?
Casio.
Fun.
Yeah, it's
Tell
fun.
You.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's it. And I've been playing with the new vocoder.
It's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
Did you
have you guys
figured
had a lot
to get
of...
to the good setting for the vocoder?
Yeah, yeah.
The seventies one.
It's cool. I've been playing with all of it just for fun.
Have you guys had a lot of conversations with people like decompressing after the Greek and like?
No, I
you haven't.
Don't want to like. What am I supposed to? Fucking
you don't
want to
fucking hear it. Is that what you're saying?
I gotta be honest.
What's
though,
to
at
decompress?
A certain point, I talked to Johnny and Brandon about it because I saw them and Johnny just thought it was like so cool. Johnny wants to do. He wants to have another guitar solo.
Absolutely.
So I told him when we're doing this, well, going back to the studio, but he wants to
do more guitar.
Yeah, he wants to do more guitar.
Rockstar guitar stuff.
Yeah, rockstar guitar stuff. Yeah.
I feel like I should say maybe at this point, Johnny has Down syndrome.
Oh, Johnny has Down syndrome. And when we played the Will Turn, he came and came on stage and
it's
like we were playing
brother.
The Freaky Friday song. And
During
sound check. So we gave him one of my guitars and he had a...
rocked the hell out.
Yeah, he rocked out. But he was talking about, Brandon was saying how he was checking out all the girls at the concert.
Yeah,
he was about
to break. Player like that.
He said he was going to break a neck.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, Johnny's awesome. God.
I don't know. I just feel like I've ended up talking to people
who...
Like Cal.
I guess you're like you're like talking to people in a way that I'm not, I don't think I've seen anybody.
Yeah, I'm like talking to people on the phone.
Yeah, I'm not.
I could not be further from my reality.
Dude, you talk to people on the phone all the time.
But not to decompress.
Oh, no.
To process.
No, not to decompress. Like I'm like getting work done. Or I'm,
well,
I'm like
I also
hanging
feel
out.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I probably had a different situation at the Greek because... So, like, when we started this album cycle, I had some shows in the beginning of June, like, 2021, where I was having, like, throat spasms and, like, bad anxiety. And that didn't happen to me again until Thursday at the Greek. And
yeah.
So, but I got through it, and I still had a really fun show. I did take some Klonopin.
Yeah, you know what? It's
God
totally
creates
fine.
Drugs to help his soldiers when they need them.
I think it was a really... cool like experience overall for me to be like, it's okay for me to like take medication. I can like trust myself. This was prescribed to me.
Yeah.
And, like, I can take this if I need it.
Yeah.
And I was having throat spasms, but yeah, I think I needed to like process
Talk about
more
it.
Because
yeah.
It was just like such a It was so crazy, like, going in from rehearsals, I was still, like, on the right side of it where I was just, like, excited. And then it just, like, became, like, it flipped over into just, like, being scared and being, like, I don't think I can, me no think me can do. But I think that always happens, like, every time we get bigger or, like, reach another... milestone
yeah.
for us, it always is hard for me on some level in my body to like accept
for
it.
Sure.
Let God.
Yeah.
Do you
to let go, let God.
And don't you think you had external stressors in your life
yeah,
as well?
No, and I want to talk to you guys about that more after.
Leading to,
yeah, you've had a lot of stress.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that on our own.
I think we should talk about that at dinner or at a spa day.
Yeah.
Us trying to we deserve to go to the spa.
Guys, dude, I'm gonna see if they let three people in there.
So
rocks.
So immediately after the Greek, I went
immediately.
And also, I do want to say that those shows were awesome, and we did a good.
We
job.
Did it. You know,
watching
what
the videos from them,
the videos are unbelievable,
sick, dude.
That Skylar
did amazing,
such a good job. Yeah. Everybody who works for us did such a good job.
Yeah,
it's like, were those maybe my favorite shows? I don't know, but I know everybody on our team really killed it, and it was cool to see like a level of production.
I think most musicians would agree that
like
your favorite shows are going to be the ones that are like
totally, and you have to have acceptance around that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
totally. And sometimes you forget.
Yeah,
your big achievement show is never going to be like your most favorite technical show, probably. Yeah. But it was really fun to see everyone's videos. It's so cool to like be at the Greek and look out. I mean, it was just the people when Katie makes people do the hand thing during Loose Garment, it really does look like algae.
I know.
Or so like cool. Like underwater shit. It's fucking awesome. It's so cool to look at. I feel like I've never seen like Cole's light show in, for certain moments.
Uh-huh.
And seeing his light show in that venue like from afar, like videos
I
from
should have
way
watched
back.
More videos.
Dude, I'll send
so
you a
fucking
link.
Good.
It's
I think I recorded
so
from the first night.
Cool. Like there's one carousel of someone that was in the way back.
Yeah.
And it looks so cool, man. Wow. Like it's really unreal stuff. Like everyone just worked so hard.
Yeah, I think it was
our whole
more
team,
like a victory
Ivan, I know who's listening to this.
The production.
Yeah, the you production was unbelievable.
Everyone really killed it.
But also what was cool
was
like,
which is so great.
Regardless of what was going on for me internally, I was able to like hear from our buddies and our manager and stuff that like the show affected people a lot. And
yeah.
Like,
oh,
it
for
was,
sure.
I know, like Wednesday especially was a really emotional show, and then Thursday was just like, kind of like a triumphant show.
I don't know.
People were gagged.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of funny.
It
that
was, it, which is very, very cute. And
I will
cool.
never be able to fully process that we're meaningful to like anybody. You know what I mean? And people say something like that, and I'm like. Yeah, LOL.
LOL.
No.
Dude, wait.
I
dude,
know,
dude,
which is what
dude.
Is so fun about
you guys.
It.
What?
Somebody, and they might listen to this podcast, but I got put Blue on Prozac. I had to go to CVS.
Oh my God.
The pharmacy.
Wow, me
Blue's
and
my
Blue
dog.
Being on like all the same
I know,
medication.
Someone recognized
I, super,
you?
So the pharmacist, when I pulled up in the pharmacy, she like made a crazy face.
Oh yeah,
gay,
I always do it back
gay
to
pharmacist.
Them.
Well, no, I didn't know. And I was like, I didn't know if I was making it up. And she has... Hopefully, I don't know if you listen to this podcast, but you have all my personal information. And I did find out that
life.
You were at the Greek, but it was really, really funny.
Oh,
and
that's
the Prozac
cute.
Was so expensive, but it was funny.
How and expensive was it?
Like $300, dude. I need
being
to get
at CVS,
I Prozac is $2.
Well, no, it's because you have insurance. I need to get the Prozac. I shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to create insurance fraud.
You're gonna get
I'm going to get prescribed Prozac and go to my dog.
Allegedly. No need to cut that out because Josette's not going to do
not
that.
Doing
I'm
that.
Not doing it.
One
but,
could do
but
it.
But one could.
One could. One
if
won't.
One was looking to save $298.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
No, that's not sustainable.
I also, she told me the price and I was like, are you sure?
You're like, I am Josette Maskin.
You want to cut
what
me a
what about Silk Chiffon?
Yeah.
We are at CVS, no?
Also, yeah.
Certainly a discount.
Certainly a bit of a discount. I've
yeah.
given this place
this,
a name.
If you did listen to this, thanks for the medication.
Yeah.
It was expensive.
Yeah.
That's wild. Wait, Jesus someone's saying something
Christ.
Else about the shows. About the shows.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, just like the shows. People love the shows. I've heard nothing but... very sweet things from people
it's
who
just
were there.
Cute
yeah.
that people were having like it is cool that at that point we can just kind of be we can show up and do our jobs but really they're what they're reacting to out in the audience is like the energy that
they're
all
creating
sharing.
100%.
Yeah.
That's the trippiest part of all of it
it's
we
really
actually
so
have
cool.
nothing to really do
it's
with.
So
I know.
It's so cool.
I know we could
yeah.
come out as robot holograms
next time
hopefully
we'll phone it in
impossible I wish I could phone
maybe
it
not.
In more
I know you no you can't
the cool
man,
thing is
I
though,
just can't
sometimes with production though I do feel like I am it's like I'm protected a taste
right because when we used
to
play shows
my,
with no lights
throw
at
my
all
ass that
you
much.
Have to be like jumping up at you have to be the strobe light
yeah
you got your ass
yeah yeah well when you're not light. When you're well yeah I mean that's just the thing it's like putting on a good show actually requires more than just the performers on stage performing.
Yeah, like, I mean, that, it's
at
all...
when you're at a certain scale, you can't be expected to command a crowd of 5,000 people without lights and screens.
Or it's going to kill you.
Shit,
Or it's literally going
to
kill
you. And guess what? It won't even be successful. Like, you just can't do it. Like, with house lights,
unless you're
can you imagine?
Sheeran. And it's but you even then, in his kitchen.
That man's got fireworks going off.
Really?
Yes, dude.
Wow, dude.
He's doing wild
stuff. I will
stuff.
Say, we're never doing fireworks.
No, it's bad for the environment,
I'm ethically against.
Yeah.
Bad for the environment, it's bad for people, and it's bad
for
animals.
Yeah, bad
just
for people.
Just get some go-go dancers, goddammit.
Yeah, get some sexy little girls.
In a cage.
Fireworks is just crazy. It's not
so
needed.
Crazy.
I really hate them.
Also, they make the if you have sensitive
pollution.
Yeah, if you are sensitive.
What if we end
the
show? What do we get a budget where at the end of the show?
Fireworks.
No. Listen, at the end of the show, they bring out. So we're like in the middle of the crowd. They bring out a hot air balloon. We get in it. It lights up. It blows up. We fly away from the show.
That's
it. It blows up.
You mean
no, I mean like
inflates.
It inflates.
You mean
it blows up? We die.
No.
Yeah, that's some Spinal Tap shit.
That would be a cool final show.
Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp.
Not good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and
absolutely,
it's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date, and it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Gaiotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you guys, have you gone to protests in LA this week?
I did not go to a protest, unfortunately, but I
saw Megan
even want to fucking get. Megan's been on. Megan's been
bad motherfucker.
Yeah, Megan posted an amazing reposted a Leslie Feinberg speech.
Dude,
yeah.
And Leslie Feinberg fucking rocks.
Yeah, go with Leslie Feinberg. Honestly, so on lit. Anything. But yeah, this has been fucking devastating.
Dude, fuck that shit.
When Brandon just went to, we can talk about something else. But Romania. Brandon was just in Romania and like. That's a whole other tale, but like when he was in Romania, his mom organized all this, and he was like, when they were trying to leave Budapest, there was
Hungary.
Yeah, like they were, they got I think it was like a drone airstrike, like threat, and It's just kind of crazy. It's like you just also it's like. It's just crazy that you don't think about what's going on in, like, Ukraine and Russia. And how that's just, like, also it's just out of the news cycle now and then. You just don't fucking think about it. It's just, I don't know, man.
It's pro-war kind of, propaganda is, like, so, you know, it's convenient on TV for when it's fucking convenient. And I fucking hate everyone.
I know.
All I will say is, like, this does bring up, like, the feelings of being in third grade and knowing that we were gonna go to war after 9/11 and just
did you read that N+1 article that I sent you? Isn't that it was
incredible.
Should read this N+1 article called
Have We Learned Nothing
by David Kleon?
And we definitely
incredible article,
and we definitely have no scales of
it,
the
no but
skills.
it's just helpful
solidarity with fucking Palestine, like, and Gaza.
It is possible to, like, craft language that.
That article's like the only good article I've read about any of the shit.
But
it's incredible.
But it does exist. Like, there, it is possible. And it's also like the other. Okay, this is the last thing. Seriously, this last week I was at my grandma's house in Chicago because she's really ill and she's dying. And she is somebody who has Fox News on all the time.
Jesus Christ.
So it was very interesting and it's also a woman that I love very much, but watching the, like, it truly
just
is
propaganda. Dude.
It's fascist propaganda,
dude, straight up.
Like, it's so anti-intellectual.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest though.
But it's on
I'm
CNN,
at the gym,
and
CNN is saying
the same.
It's the whole
so
American.
This is one thing they all agree on.
They always. It's also. It's like the. I think it's just like you don't realize how much, like, the American machine is, like, part of, like, the pro-Israeli, like. Propagandists, but
loved about that article was, like, the way the linguistic devices of, like, starting paragraphs being like, I could, like, start this article by, like, centering, like, the atrocities that happened.
Try to explain it a little bit so people.
So it's like
people at home.
He starts the article and he's like, I could, like, start this by centering, like, the atrocities that happened in Israel and, like, the murder of, like, these innocent civilians and the kidnapping and how horrible that was, for some people, like, that would be, like, unacceptable or unforgivable because you're, like, not starting this by centering, like, the 80 plus years of, like, systematic genocide that have been happening, like, that has happened before that, I don't know, I guess chickens coming home to roost type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, also for other people, like, and now I'm going to move on from that. And for there are other people for whom, like, it's unacceptable for me to move on from that message. And I think he did a good job of talking about the, like, I remember the end of the article, like, he talks about how after 9/11, somebody had talked about the civilians in Iraq that, like, we're quote unquote already dead.
Yeah, it's like they're already dead.
Because of, like, the awareness of how the military industrial complex is gonna just kick in.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount that I posted that thing of, like, the amount that military stocks have gone up.
I know.
In the past,
like, I know.
That should tell you everything you need to fucking know. If you need to know what side is where your solidarity should lie, it's like you're either caping for the US military and the military industrial complex and all these people who are making millions and millions of dollars profiting off of the potential of war, or you're fucking not. Like, that, I mean, it's so dark, dude. It's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's awful.
I've been really inspired
to see Kehlani and how active she's been with her
Kehlani's
platform.
Kehlani's really cool, man. Mm-hmm. That was rad.
But I also relate to, like, I mean, like, we're not professional activists, but we do have platforms. And I've been also, like, heartened by, it does feel like there's been progress in, like, the time that we've grown up.
For sure.
To move past, like, this idea of, oh, I can't speak on, like, Israel-Palestine, it's too complicated.
We're also woefully, like, uneducated about the world. I mean, yeah, in general. And that is just true. Like,
and that still is true.
Absolutely. This seems relatively simple, like what we can do, which is just like do what the people who are there want, yeah, are asking, which is like,
and
share
I don't
what's
know
happening.
What the situation is gonna by the time this comes podcast out. Comes God, out Jesus today Christ. Is the day that they announce that they're like letting aid go across the border into Gaza.
I don't know what's gonna be happening
by the time,
not even only into the southern part. And not the northern part.
Oh,
which is
so
where the
and people are still there.
Yeah, which is where and they were like, "That was not us." Like,
yeah, we did war. Oh, whatever, I'm not going to get into it.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's just showing everybody piss me off
that they were about to bomb that hospital, but now they're saying they didn't do it. So
yeah, fucking and idiots. It's so crazy.
Imagine
how
trying
quickly,
to justify bombing a hospital.
I don't know
at
what
all.
CNN is saying, but Fox idiots. Was saying so quickly that like it was Islamic Jihad.
I saw that, and yeah.
That's what I'm pretty sure CNN was saying.
Gaslit. Oh wow. Mental gaslighting society. Like, it's like, thank God, to be honest, and a part of that article, the N plus one article that everyone really should read, because, you know,
it's so good,
but just go read it. It's great writing. But thank God we have fucking Instagram, like,
I know,
at this point,
right,
so that people, like, you know, Bisan, you guys following Bisan, that girl that I've been posting, mm-mm, at all?
No.
She's amazing. She's like, she's this girl, lives in Gaza. Her at, I think, God, is wizard_Bisan.
Okay.
And she speaks English. So she's been basically, she wanted to be a filmmaker. All her equipment got destroyed. Mm. So she's taken to basically being a journalist.
Yeah. And she's reporting.
She's reporting. And yeah, like, thank God there are people who are like, there being like,
this is what happened.
I'm filming what's happening.
Yeah.
And posting it.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm alive tomorrow to continue being able to do this. Yeah. But like, yeah, like as opposed to, you know, during 9/11 when all we really had was, you know, we were children. So like, what can you even, I mean, we were, I was like
also
anti-war,
nobody,
but I didn't know anything.
Also, nobody knew what was happening.
Nobody knew really what was going on. So you're much more subjected at that time to like certain forms of propaganda. And there is just more like awareness now. Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, it's also everything about like what the U.S. did over there is like now
coming to light.
Yeah.
Well, the new season of Blowback. Have you seen?
What is it?
Blowback is a good podcast, guys. Go check it out. The new season's about 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Oh, you know what? I have seen this. For a second I thought you were talking about the intrigued. Other one. The other one that was about 9/11.
No.
I thought you were talking about
the meat of that N plus one article.
What the fuck was the other podcast called?
I don't remember.
The one that we both listened to.
Blowback.
The one that was about
every season's about Iraq, Cuba.
Oh, it was about yeah.
Korea.
So it is Blowback. You know what I'm thinking
of? The new
season is about Slow Burn.
Oh yeah. I kinda fell off Slow Burn. Yeah, sorry, the first Slow Burn. I did fall off.
Jesus. Okay, should we?
Yeah, we could talk about something else.
Break.
Why don't we talk about not?
Let's
not
take a
that,
break from this.
God
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I also,
love everybody. It's love just been a really fucking hard time.
Yeah.
And that. Yeah. That's
we're
all
we're also say. Just we're just people who only know as much as we know, and just know we don't want bad things to be happening to innocent people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Free Palestine.
Yep. It's pretty non-controversial at this point.
But the thing is, it's like you shouldn't necessarily, it's like fucking A. Maybe it's non-controversial on a global scale, but I think people need to be willing to say something that is a little bit.
And many have for a long time. And but we're
okay.
Americans are subjected to a lot of propaganda, and it's not our fault. We just have to undo it in our brains, and that's our responsibility.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who's been educating us.
Yep.
We come back from break. Do you guys want to hear about my? Do you guys want to hear about my spa day I had in the suburbs?
Yeah, I actually do.
Was this podcast?
I'll quickly tell you about
this,
my spa day.
Was this bad?
No.
No, I think it's okay. I think this is a little bit what Gaiotic is like.
Yeah,
it's stupid, but we do talk about this stuff.
I know. I was wondering if we'd get into it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of would be insane to not.
It's just also like the juxtaposition of existence, where it's like we did this big show, and then like also it's like
Yeah.
It's hard to feel happy in.
We were also like, I really wasn't on my phone. I didn't know what was going on. I really was like off of social media and off my phone because we were in rehearsals like for 12 hours a day.
It's just didn't know what the fuck was going on. Also, there should be a limit to what I freaking know and what I can handle as like a person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You want to hear about my spa day or not?
Yeah, sure. Spa day now. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so so my stepmom, Cassie, my dad's wife,
let's hear it.
Goes to a place in Winneka called Bella's Day Spa. This is where I'm from.
Bella's Day Spa.
I think that's what it's called. And she set Maddie and I up with an hour and a half long massage.
That's kind of dope.
And then a facial.
Whoa. I've never had a facial.
So it was back to back. You've never had a facial?
No.
That's crazy.
I know.
You have great skin though, so it's like maybe you shouldn't.
So the woman who did the facial, her name's Dr. Melanie.
Dr. Melanie.
She's like a beautiful older Ukrainian woman.
That's what's up.
And she slayed my face. I did the facial first. And she read me to filth a little bit.
Your skin looks good.
Wait, what? Like picking?
She said I have oily skin.
Oh, but
she was like, you need to.
Okay, girl.
What?
What'd she expect you to do? You know what's actually really good that you have oily skin?
Yeah, she was like, it'll be good as you get older. But when she was doing, so I don't know if you guys know what extractions are.
Yes.
Basically, like they steam your face and then
I think
they
everybody do
take
now
a tool to
Tim
it.
Tim Tam.
Because of Tim Tam, yeah. She was like, I'm so sorry to do so many extractions. Like she
That's
was like,
great. Damn.
Yeah,
I need
was
someone,
awesome.
I want someone to extract my face.
Yeah, apparently I had a really deep blackhead on the top of my lip.
Whoa, let's fucking go.
She extracted a lot on my cheeks, which I never have acne on my cheeks.
Yeah, it's probably buildup.
Yeah. But ooh. I think the other thing that's happening is I am not washing my face after I work out.
Oh,
because I normally don't wash my face in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you should.
And now I need to like readjust
my skincare
routine.
Do you not like take a shower after you go to the gym?
I take a shower, but I don't wash my hair a lot of the time. So I am just like not washing. Like sometimes I'll put body wash on my face, but I'm not like.
You don't ever wash your face in the morning?
Oh,
yeah, you guys
don't.
I do. I have to. But it's because I have acne.
I wash it after I go to the gym, but I won't wash it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't wash it before, but it's because I'm like a trash man.
Yeah. Then. Anyway, she like extracted the shit out of my face. And then she was like, "Your whatever moisturizer you're using now is too heavy of a moisturizer.
Do you have what moisturizer
products.
Do you use?
No, okay. So she hooked me up with all these like European face products. I forget what the brand is.
La Poudre.
They're like
they not,
fucking
they
nice and expensive. I don't know if they're scented, but the cleanser
is what I'm saying.
I don't want your opinions.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
You make me no stop.
Rock with what you got for now, and when you're empty, we'll talk.
Yeah, absolutely. There's papaya in it. I don't know if
it's
scented.
That's fine.
But it smells like papaya.
I'm just saying, like you shouldn't use. You shouldn't use products that have scent on your face.
Okay. Well, I'll show you what they are at some point.
No, you don't have to show me if you'd rather.
It's a papaya cleanser. It's a calendula toner.
Cool. That's good. Calendula is.
I can't use a lot of this shit, so it's like you know I come from a different place, but I do know you shouldn't use scented products.
And then she got me like a water based serum and a lighter moisturizer. I'm so tired of.
Finding well,
I'm
doing
everything
under the military regime.
It's like, I can't.
You're not, it's not
what would be the
wrong.
End of that? Like, I have to call you in the morning and say, hello, Josette, I'm alive again. What should I do?
No, it's not. It's not. Dude,
what am I supposed to do?
Dude, everyone knows it. Everyone knows now because of Tim Tam, you shouldn't have scented products.
I'm getting different TikToks than you, and my TikTok is rotting. Like, it's turning into...
I'm trying not to be on TikTok.
It's turning into something really
nefarious.
I'm
months and months of TikTok-free, guys.
My TikTok is turning into, like, anti-aging,
that's great.
Boob tape bullshit. I don't want this, what's happening.
Oh, so, like, tape your boobs up so they don't...
I mean, what I'm telling you... What have I told you that you shouldn't be doing? I only tell you things that you should be doing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You just said what I shouldn't be doing.
Well, I guess you shouldn't use scented products, but everybody knows that.
Anyway, I got these new products, so I'm going to try them out. But I'm still using Paula's Choice.
I don't use any Paula's Choice stuff, even though they gave us all that stuff.
Well,
I...
you can't use it.
No. Shout out to skin. I will say, for me personally,
Paula's Choice works for people.
Shout out to the Paula's Choice, specifically the under eye, the vitamin C under eye cream is the best. I have dark circles. I literally try every under eye product that I can get my hands on.
Yeah,
for free, of course.
Do you use like a caffeine one? Have you ever done that? Mm-hmm. People love that shit.
Yeah, it does not work for me.
I don't know. I don't use it.
Some things don't work for you.
No.
It don't work for me.
Anyway, the only other funny thing I want to say was then I went and got a massage. I fell asleep in the facial before the extractions, and I fell asleep in the massage. And apparently, I don't remember doing this.
Are you farting?
No. Yeah. I was on my stomach.
Well.
And she was massaging my feet.
And you cried?
And I kicked her.
Yeah.
I didn't kick her in the face.
She shouldn't have been
anything,
touching
her
fucking feet like that.
But I like kicked at her.
You were threatened.
That's so funny.
You probably were tickled.
Came really close
you
to
probably
her
became enraged because she was touching you too soft. And you kicked
maybe
her.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
You know me well.
I'm curious what products you got. Will you send a pic?
Yeah, I'll send pics.
Cool.
Yeah. What were we gonna do? Podcast stuff.
You want to review a review?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
All right, we ready?
Yep.
Keeks 06 says,
is this Katie's account?
Is it you?
No, people call me Keeks.
Makes my brain happy. Keeks. My brain lacks dopamine, and this podcast makes my brain flood with the good juice and go,
whoa,
everything is right, nothing is wrong.
Sounds like Josette wrote this, actually, the writing style.
Whoa.
Makes my brain flood with the good juice.
Yeah, I don't think I would have said the last part.
No,
though.
No, no. Yeah,
maybe
you
the
know.
Good juice.
But the good juice.
I probably said something more gooshing or something.
Okay, well, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Keeks.
Keekaleeks.
Yeah, dude.
Shout out. Thank you for leaving a review.
I hate to break it to you, but a lot of things is wrong.
Yeah.
Since you wrote this,
a lot of things is wrong. Maybe, I guess a podcast is a nice way to get dopamine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Podcasts
I'm kind of like,
kind
you know,
of
the
all
thing
we have.
You know the thing about TikTok, I will say?
Fix it.
I will say, you know, I've talked about, like, my dopamine, like, addictions, but also it's like, you know, this week I've allowed myself to be on TikTok because...
You need the dopamine.
It's post... Yeah, no, but I think it's like...
Sometimes you're weaning
you fucking
off dopamine.
Need. Well, I think also at times it's like, dude, you know what? If that's my top line behavior... is using TikTok and like
zoning
out.
I love that
you've
taken the phrase top line.
That
you've
people
into
fucking
your life.
Use it.
And I feel like mainly.
Fine. If it's my good juice to do that and not my bad juice.
Totally.
Then use TikTok. But I will say everybody's looking for dopamine in some ways. And I guess if it's TikTok sometimes, especially when the world's
everyone
really dark.
A carton of apple
also,
juice.
To be honest, like if you think about the amount of dopamine you're getting at a show, you probably do need to truly wean yourself off of it. So
you're talking about us?
Yeah. Like
scale it down.
You regulate the amount. You can't just go fully nothing.
That's
you need
literally,
to regulate the amount that you have. So yeah, you're allowed to watch TV. You're allowed to make yourself a little delicious snack, get a nice little treat.
I've been snacking like crazy.
Go on, watch Instagram videos or TikTok if you know, if that's what you need
pair
to do.
Of pants.
I think it's just also it's like
buying a nice pair of pants was. I mean, money can buy happiness. Let me tell you, I've been happy ever since.
I'm glad for you.
And it hasn't been 24 hours yet, so we'll see where I end up. But
yeah,
the pants rock.
Yeah, I think it's just harder to accept that sometimes you need that. You know what I mean?
100%.
On another episode, sometime I want to talk about. I have started reading a book about women, adult women with ADHD. There's an interesting section on money and like buying stuff.
Oh yeah, it's super common for people with ADHD to actually be addicted to spending money.
Yeah, to overspending.
Yeah,
but I feel like you can also do the opposite.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah, it's
but
always
the thing,
both.
That's the okay. That's
and ADHD.
ADHD. ADHD is the paradox. You know what I mean? Where it's like you're either it's like hyperfixated. Can't
fucking do it.
Yeah, it's just both. Anyways.
It's either you can't.
Thanks for the review.
Thanks for the review. And as you can tell, we have ADHD. Not the fake kind, but the actual real debilitating kind that can cause harm.
Yeah.
I burped.
It can lead you to,
rock on.
I love you guys.
These Vans are cool. Shout out to Vans. They send us free stuff.
I know. I got two pairs. I got a black
shout
and white one.
Shout out to
Dickies.
They send us free stuff. Thank you. We haven't gotten it yet. Shout out to Doc Martens. They sent us free stuff.
I just sent mine.
Your Doc order?
Yeah, I was lagging.
Been sent.
I was lagging. For some reason, I just couldn't pay. I couldn't like concentrate enough to do it.
Sometimes I need multiple emails. Send free Doc.
Almost all the time, free I need docs. Multiple emails.
Too many texts.
Rock on. Love you both.
Love you guys.
Love you, Katie.
Rock and roll.
Love you, Naomi. Love you both. Yeah.
Love you guys. Love myself. Love to everybody out there. Hopefully any of this is usable. And I'm sorry that I'm not a professor of history.
Gaiotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gaiotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanovskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gaiotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.